This year's theme for Child Protection Week is Children Thrive When Parents Are Supported. Can you unpack this theme a little bit for us? What does it mean?
Yeah, like traditionally National Child Protection Week has always been about what we can all do to make things better for children. And this year we really wanted to look at, you know, parents are the important people in children's lives, and parents generally want to do what's best for their children. So we're sort of talking about that, you know, if you give them the support that they need and look back to, you know, what's really going on, then they can get on with the sort of the really important job of raising their children. Mm. We also want to make people aware that that everyone does need support from time to time. We're using this metaphor that it's like navigating a boat. You know, we're all going to have bad weather from time to time, but we need safe harbours to get us back on track.
Absolutely. What do you think are some of the ways in which parents are kind of lacking in support these days? Where do you think those pitfalls are at the moment?
Yeah, look, we sort of go back to there's some new research that's saying, you know, it's not really working when we just tell parents to do this or do that or be a better parent. What we need to look at is what does the child need? And generally, you know, the child does better if the parents have all the basics that they need. So by just reducing stress for families, when families have stable employment, when they have a supportive community, those informal and formal supports. So, and we know things like, you know, of course, you know, if there's domestic violence or if a parent is not feeling well or not feeling mentally well, they're the things that kind of trickle down and cause problems for families.
Mm, absolutely. Now, you said there about our children feeling safe and feeling comfortable and secure. This week is, of course, Child Protection Week. It's all about the kids, even though we are focusing on parents this year. Mm-hmm. In your work, what have kids told you about what they need to feel safe and feel heard and secure?
Yeah, there's like we sort of say, look, they really just need life to be on an even keel as much as possible. They just need a fair bit of stability, and everybody's going to have ups and downs. But if they have at least one trusted adult or a pile of trusted adults, then kids feel better. You know, they in some of the research, you know, they talk really simply about, I just want, you know, someone to listen to what I'm saying, or I just want to feel, you know, like I can be a kid, that sort of thing. So it's quite moving when we hear children say that. And a lot of it is about, a lot of our work and the work of other organisations, it's about just listening to children and really believe them and not just sort of listen, but actually act on what they're saying, because they're so wise about what they need and what's good for them.
Absolutely. Kids are so much wiser than we ever give them credit for, in my opinion. Yeah. Now, you mentioned they're kind of a pile of adults, a village of adults around a child. The one phrase that is used quite often in Child Protection Week is protecting children is everyone's business. Mm-hmm. How can people outside of a family know when they should step in or support a family and a child?
Yeah, like, you know, there's formal things, like all through Australia, there's what's called mandatory reporting. So if you really know that something is very bad for a child, then certain sort of jobs, it is your obligation to speak up. But we kind of talk a lot more about before that. So if you know that a family is struggling a little bit, then sort of offer some help. If you just welcome people into your community, that can go a long way. If you just notice children and say hi, or just make them feel valued, those sorts of things are really important. But of course, just not being judgmental and not excluding people is really important. We have so many organisations doing great things, like sports clubs who really, you know, value children and look out for children, and, you know, early childhood centres just do amazing things. But even if you're just walking down the street, you can be kind to a parent.
Absolutely. Create those safe harbours.
Yeah.
For children and for their families as well.
Yeah,
Helen, you do incredible work. Thank you so much for joining us this morning and explaining a little bit more. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.